We'll do a review in Likutei Sichas in Chelek Chav Beis, volume 22. This is the Sicha for Yomim Achroinim de Chaga Pesach, for the second days of the Pesach festival. In this Sicha, the Rebbe discusses the tradition of doing gebroks, matzah shruya, during the last day, the Achrin Shel Pesach, while we are so very careful throughout Pesach to not to eat anything that is gebroks, that is shruya, and yet we do mahadir. Not only do we allow it, the Rebbe brings down the teshuvah from the Alter Rebbe, which allows it on the last day of Pesach, but the Rebbe asks why the minhag davke to make sure to use shruya on the last day of Pesach. The Rebbe explains it basically in the sicha. There is two explanations. One explanation has to do with the idea that after going through already the 7 day of Pesach, matzah shruya is acceptable and should be utilized, representing the idea of matzah is bittul, and this is the level of metzias, as the Rebbe will explain. So already in a form of matzah shruya, we can use it already, similar to the idea that after the 7 weeks of the Sfira Soimer from Pesach and Shavuos, we davke have to have chometz to the Shtei HaLechem that is brought. That's unique on the Mizbeach, because since all the 7 Midas have been worked through, so we should use chometz, as the Rebbe will explain. There is also a whole other explanation tying it into the actual Achron Shel Pesach itself in the end of the Sikh. We'll go step by step. Let's start from the beginning. Yom Machrein de Chag HaPesach. Aleph. B'negeya der zihiris nitzu essen matzu shiruya in Chag HaPesach. As far as being careful not to eat matzah that has been soaked, come in contact with water during Pesach. Is yodua was the Alter Rebbe schreibt in sein Tshuva, so it's known that which the Alter Rebbe writes in his response. Some people thought that this is an extra chumrah. The Alter Rebbe says, no, this is not just as a machmir tove olav bracha. The one who is stringent, let blessing fall upon him, meaning it's appropriate. And the Alter Rebbe goes on to explain that it's not just some sort of outlandish, far-fetched minhag, but taima rabba ikabimilsa. There is great reason in this matter, lizoher michshash isur deiraisa, to be careful of the worry of an isur minatoira. Umvier is dorten euch meweire de protim. The Alter Rebbe in the Tshuva also explains the details. Unis mechalek, he also makes a difference Tzvishen bishul matzo shenis parero, whether if you're going to take matzah that has been broken up, crumbed up, and you want to cook it, you want to cook matzah, or the aran legging in morok, or put it into the soup. In this case, if you use directly the matzah, and the issue, as the Alter Rebbe explains, that there is some flour left over after you made the matzah, on top of the matzah, he says, you see bechush, you see vividly that there is flour left over. If that flour that was went through the process of baking touches water, there is a machloikis whether that could become chametz or not, but there is some dais, as the Alter Rebbe brings down, that could hold that it could become chometz, and on Pesach we need to be machmir according to all the days, so therefore the zachshash isur deraisa directly. But the other issue, that's if you would take the matzah directly and put that into the soup or cook the matzah. But there's also, they make knedlach, they make the as the Alter Rebbe calls it, the igulim, un matzah tchuna sha'isin mimenu igulim. That is when you grind up the matzah. It's not matzah as it is, but you grind up the matzah, you make from it the knedlach, the halkis. But there is no longer any flour be'ein. When you grind up, when you make matzah meal, from the matzah, there is no flour over there anymore. The flour has been mixed in inside of, together with the other matzah. So over there, it's an issue that Alter Rebbe explains. Over there, there's a whole issue about whether tarivis, yovish, belach, beminay, as the Alter Rebbe brings down over there. And still, that's an issue, and the Alter Rebbe says not to use it. So, this is the source for being very careful on matzah shruya, on gibroks, on Pesach. But when that is misayim. However, the Alter Rebbe concludes the tshuva, who says, mekol mokoyim, and yet, b'yom tov ha'achren, on the last day yom tov, on achren shel Pesach, ha'mekil mishum simchas yom tov lo hifsid. One who is lenient, because he wants to enjoy Yom Tov, and without Kneidlach, the Yom Tov joy of the food is not complete. So Lo Hifsid, it doesn't lose. So the Alter Rebbe allows Paskins that one could be Mekel on the last day of Pesach, Lo Hifsid. So we'll see soon what would be the logic, why we can do it in the last day of Pesach, but on top of the Alter Rebbe saying that Lo Hifsid, that you could use it, that it's permissible. He says Lo Hifsid. But we actually see that the actual minig is to actually not only allow it, but we're mahadir to davke use gebroks. L'poyula berhotman gizen. In actuality, we saw the anhoge for Rabbi Seinu Niseinu, the conduct from our teachers, our leaders, from the Rebbes, as in the Sudeis von Achren Shel Pesach, that during the meals of the last day of Pesach, Flegen sie nicht nor Mekel sein, not only were they lenient, nor euch medagdig sein Essen Matzah Shruya, they were particular to eat, to make sure to eat Matzah Shruya. And while a whole Pesach, they were so careful to the extreme and keep the matzahs covered, that the Rebbe brings down from the, in the note here from the Haggadah Shel Pesach, minhag on Achron Shel Pesach was davke to eat matzah shruah. Was oib yeder minhag Yisrael teirohi. If every minhag Yisrael is a Torah, that's a lesson, that gets the status of a Torah and a lesson, is al achas kamo v'kamo. So how much more so adosis azoy b'negeya ahanhoge b'pirshum? That this is so when it is a conduct which is public, which is publicized. For Rabbi Seinu Nisienu, it's not just a minhag of somebody else, but this is a public conduct of the Rebbes. We should definitely know that this is a Torah. We need to understand, need to learn, and we need to do this. This was in a public form. If the Rebbes do something privately, that could be a Rebbe thing, as the Rebbe brings down. If they do it occasionally, or without doing it in Bitsina, quietly. But this is a public. So this is a lesson. This is something that we should do. So what's the idea? So the Rebbe says that maybe it's not to be taken as trying to be careful davke to eat on Achron Shel Pesach, make a point, but maybe the point over here is the Yom Tov. They were very careful to enjoy Yom Tov. Can't enjoy Yom Tov without the Igulim, without the Knei Lach. So, but the Rebbe says if the reason why the Rebbes were Mahadir was because of the Simchas Yom Tov, because of the joy they get from the Knei Lach, so how come we didn't see them being Mahadir to eat Knei Lach other Yom Tov? Joy of Yom Tov is not unique to Pesach. Okay, so here the Alter Rebbe doesn't allow it, but once it comes Achon Shel Pesach, the Alter Rebbe allows it. So there is a joy of Yom Tov over here, but if that's the reason they would do this in other Yom Tovs as well. We would be able to explain. As kavonas hanagosim is given that the intent of their conduct was to mahadir zayin, to be careful nit in achilas matzah shruya b'shaychus achron shel Pesach. It wasn't about eating matzah shruya as it is associated to achron shel Pesach, nor in simchas Yom Tov. It's associated with the idea they wanted to have a joy on Yom Tov. And that's why they did it. You can't explain it this way. Because in addition to this, we did not see a similar minhag to follow this, to have these Knei Lach or Shruya. If the reason has to do with the joy of Yom Tov, is does doch shayich lich oira, so then it would seemingly also this is connected oich by Chag HaSukkos v'Chag HaShavuos, also by Sukkos and Shavuos there should be a similar idea. But the Rebbe brings down the note that you can say that Pesach you're eating matzah and, already. So Simchas Yom Tov, we want to be more lenient instead of eating hard matzah. The Rebbe brings down another night to eat matzah shruya or Knei Lach. But the Rebbe says that it wasn't actually in Nahara 8. He says that it came through that Bechlal, he had a hard time eating matzah shruya in the Nahara 7, the Rebbe brings down. But also, in Nahara 8, the Rebbe brings down, it would seem like to get to the greater level of Simchas Yom Tov, they have to sort of take away from the Chumrah of Pesach. So, other Yomim Tovim, if it was so about Knei Lach, so other Yomim Tovim would not interfere with a chashash of the Matzah Shruya. In any event, so number one, the Rebbe says in addition that if it's really about the Knei Lach, it's about the Simchas Yom Tov, and not about Achron Shel Pesach, then we would find it by other Yomim Tovim as well. But the Rebbe says the main thing is that Alter Rebbe Zog Doch, the Alter Rebbe says, HaMoikil Mishum Simchas Yom Tov Lo Hifsit. He doesn't say outright that you can go ahead and eat Matzah Shruya. No, there's no Matzah Shruya on Achron Shel Pesach. He doesn't say that. He says one who is lenient did not hifsid, is not losing out. Does haste nit nor is dos akula in der zehidus was for the sich b'chag Pesach. Not only would this be considered a leniency in being careful that one needs to be careful on Pesach, and we're saying that he's mekel. Nor sees in them, nor was loy hifsid. But all what we're saying is that he hasn't lost. The Alter Rebbe says, first of all, it's a kula, but it's not only a kula. He says he doesn't lose out. But aber nit kein revach hidur mishum simchas yomtev. But the Alter Rebbe doesn't say that there is a benefit, that this is something we should do because of Simchas Yontif, as the Rebbe is trying to explain, if he wants to explain that's why the Rebbeim ate it bedavke, because Simchas Yontif, but that's not really what it says in the Teshuvah. The Teshuvah, he only says you don't lose out, but here we're trying to say that this would actually be a benefit. So, the Rebbe says, maybe just to make a difference, to show that the eighth day, the Achron Shel Pesach, is different, to make a difference, so that 7 days we don't eat, and on the eighth day we do it. And again, while there is Rebbe brings the example for that would be Sukkah, sitting in the Sukkah on the Shemini Atzeres, while we don't make the Bracha. And as the Rebbe discusses it more in the Horus, but maybe the Rebbe says, Beis mevod giken zogun, as the anhoga hanal is kidei machan achilig veheker, that the above custom is to make a distinction, to make a difference, so you can recognize Svishin Achren Shel Pesach und Design Yomim Shel Lifneze, and the 7 days that preceded. And Rebbe also in the Ha'aris says, but Bechlal, we know that on the second day of Yom Tov, we try not to make any leniencies because people shouldn't think that the second day of Yom Tov is not as chomur, but maybe that would be leniency in the Yom Tov, make less of a Yom Tov observance, but here in Matzah Shruya that is okay. But the Rebbe says, "Siz aber schwer zu sagen, as l'shem heker alein, that just in order to make a distinction, to recognize Zolmen Mahadir Zayin, just so you should be very perfection to make sure to Esr Shruya to each Shruya. Ubefrat, and the Rebbe says more than that, it wasn't just that they ate Shruya. Vimod Gizend and Hoga for Abeseinu Nisienu. As we saw the conduct of our teachers, our leaders, the Rebbes, as they have medayi given lishrois, they were particular, specifically, they would soak, they would put b'chol maichel u'maichel, every food and food, they would make sure to have it shruya by everything that they ate, so it wasn't just to make a heker. Oib to leave a heker, if it was done just to make a distinction, but when it gedarft as olzayim b'chol maichel, you would not need it to be in every food, just to make by one food would be sufficient. So what's the reason that they were mehadagdik? So it seems like there is something more, as the Rebbe wants to bring out, that there is something, there is a reason that we dafke want to use Shruya on Achron Shel Pesach. In Gimel, the Rebbe tries one more over here, idea that maybe the reason why the Rebbes were Mahadir, Rebbe is not talking about why the Alter Rebbe said Lohivsid, but the Rebbe is talking about why did the Rabbeim Mahadir, and the Rebbe says maybe because we know that when your Rebbe says that something is permissible, you want to make a point to do what he said is permissible, just to make the point that my Rebbe said it's permissible, I'm going to do it that way. And the Gemara, Rebbe brings down for the Gemara in Sukkah that the Talmidim of the Rabacha Berei Derova, the Talmidim of Rav Kahane, would do the Hadassah exactly like their Rebbe, even though the other way was kosher for sure, but because, as we'll see, from the Gemara, famous Gemara, the Rebbe always brings down. Let's look inside. So, maybe that's the reason they wanted to make that point. But the Rebbe said the fact that they did it in every food seems like there is something about eating Shruya Nachon Shel Pesach B'Pnim Yishin Yonim, as the Rebbe will explain. Let's see inside. Gimel. Apiposhut Yesh Leimar. Simply, one can argue, can say, Azibal, that Alter Rebbe Paskin, since the Alter Rebbe rules, Azamei, Kol Mishum Simchas Yom Tov Lo Hifsid, one who is lenient because of Simchas Yom Tov does not lose out, Hotman Mitam Zegufa, so that was the actually, for this reason, Mahadir given, that they were particular, they made sure to Lishreish Ba'achrin Shel Pesach, to soak, to eat Gibrox and Achrin Shel Pesach, to Madgish Zayn, in order to emphasize the Mechidush Din V'Hoyerov and Alter Rebbe, the novelty of this halacha and the lesson, the instruction of the Alter Rebbe to eat Matzah Shruya, so they dafke wanted to do it. Un al derech v'megifin the Gemara, this would be similar as we find in the Gemara. As Rav Acha b'rei de Rove, mahadera trei v'chad, Rav Acha, the son of Rove, he would be particularly, when he would look for a hodos that needs to have three leaves, so he would be careful that it should be two and one, instead of all three coming out of the same stem. He would he would take a myrtle, that it only has two leaves coming out of the same stem, and one of them is below it that goes up and rides on the two, covers the two of them. Even though it's not three from one stem, it's two and one. Vididei for Rav Kahana, that is as the opinion of Rav Kahana. Now, Rav Kahana didn't insist that it has to be two and one. Chotsh Rav Kahana gizokt afilu trei v'chad. Oh, Rav Kahana said, even if you have two from one stem and one below it, is kosher. Untlosa bechad kino kolshke in the kosher. And of course, all three come from the one stem is certainly kosher. So why would Rava, Rabacha b'rei de Rava, why would he insist or be mahadir to look dafke for a hodos that has two and one, where three is for sure kosher? Nor hoyu v'nofik mipu midrav kahana, since this has been, came out from the mouth of Rav Kahana, that is kosher, Hotalmide in the Mahadir given, his student was Mahadir in this. So since the Alter Rebbe says it's okay to eat Matzah Shruya on Achron Shel Pesach, so the Talmud wants to be Mahadir. But the Rebbe says the fact that they did it after, before every meal, is a siman, is mashma, that it's not just because to do what the Rebbe wants, but something again to do with Achron Shel Pesach eating Shruya. For them, Ober Vazehobim Dos Gitov, Vazehobim Giton Dos B'chol Michael O'Michael. The fact that they did it in every food that they ate is moving, it's understood. Hados is nit nor mitzadim tam. This is not just because of the reason for Hoyl Benofik Mepume the Admor Hazokin. Since this has come out of the Alter Rebbe's mouth, he ruled that it's okay Achron Shel Pesach to have Shruya, and that's why they were mahadir to do it. Nor does hot the fact they did it in every food. Nor does hot ashaychis, but this has rather this has a connection. Is negayet some etzim inyan from Achron Shel Pesach. This is important to what Achron Shel Pesach is. Ubemela to alazayne protim, and therefore it associated all the details. It's connected to Achron Shel Pesach. All the details, every food that we eat there, koilo macholim, also food. So the idea of shiruya, the idea that Alter Rebbe rules, is connected to all food. Okemedubar amol in the mdiu kaloshen minag Yisrael teri. Spoken in the past, what is the precise language that we say? A minag Yisrael teri. We could say that a custom of Yin is a law, but you can say that minig Yisrael, halochehi, dinhi, the meaning that you have to do, If we're just trying to say that it's toirehi, that it's something that you must follow, you must observe, it's not just a minig that you can sort of put to the wayside, then it would not have to use the lashon. This precise lashon of toirehi means also a lesson. In addition to being something that you have to follow, it is a lesson. We're trying to tell it, it's not only that this is an item that has the force of Torah, which will be al derech mineg aviseinu biyodeinu. The tradition of our fathers is in our hands, that's one saying. So we would say that's a mineg is also, is like that. Mineg Yisrael is, we should follow. Or al tishanum mineg aviseichem, don't change from the tradition of your father. As the Rashba's famous response, that he says that even older women, Noshim Skenis, we should also follow. So that would just mean if the Loshim would not be Torah here, but Minag Yisrael, you have to follow, that would just mean that it's something which is important to do. You can't just put it away and not do it. But the language that I've explained of Toirehi, nor der mineg is oicha Toireheiro, but actually you should pay attention to the mineg, that becomes actually a lesson, it becomes a Toireheiro. This shows, this mineg shows this special idea, the contents when we do this mineg. In our case, this minhag of eating matzah shiruya, davke, mahadar, and Pesach points to dem toichen ve'inye meyuchot von achren shel Pesach, that points to the special content, the special idea, the unique idea of achren shel Pesach, and that is associated from the fact that we eat shiruya, that points to, and therefore all the details in all of the food. So in Oiz Dalet, the Rebbe will explain the difference between chometz and matzah. Chometz represents humility. Matzah represents holiness. We see on Pesach, chometz is prohibited. But on the other hand, on the Shavuos, chometz must be brought as the mincha, the shtei alechem, that is matir everything. And the reason is because in the beginning of the Avodah must be only matzah, must be total humility. Any sense of self, any sense of haughtiness, of chometz is not acceptable. But after the 7 weeks, once one has sorted out, one needs to serve Hashem also with that level of chometz, because he has to be vayikba libay v'darke Hashem, being a person, being strong, as the Rebbe will explain over here. Dalet v'yeshloimar. The Nekudas Habir Bazeh, we can say the point of the explanation, the Pnimius and Yonim, in the inner matter of things. Says Yidua der Chilik Tzvishon Pesach and Shavuos B'negei HaChometz. It's known the difference between Pesach and Shavuos as it is associated to Chometz. As B'Pesach, on Pesach is Chometz Asur B'Tachlis. On Pesach, Chometz is prohibited totally. Shavuos, and Shavuos is chometz, nit nor mutter chometz. Not only are we allowed chometz on Shavuos, nor adraba achiyuv. On the contrary, over there it's an obligation. The shtei halechem b'Shavuos, the two breads on Shavuos, darf und zayin davke, as the pasuk says, those two breads need to be chometz te'ofeno. They should be baked chometz. And not only are they bechomets, when you say to them, they were namatir far menoches matzis. All year round, all the minchas that we bring from the flour need to be matzah. We don't make them chomets. So the chomets that we bring on Shavuos Shel Pesach, you cannot bring from the new flour for the menoches before you bring the shtei alechem. So the menoches are made out of matzah. What permits them is the shtei alechem, which is made out of chometz. So you see, the chometz is the necessity that on Shavuos we have to have chometz over there, and that is what permits also the menoches, which are matzah. How come? So what's the explanation about this? Is chometz vaistoy v'hagbo v'hisnasus. Chometz points to rising and haughtiness. Vos is der mokar von kol minei ra. That is the source of all types of negativity, of bad, of evil. Und der far is bePesach, and that's why. When we're talking about Pesach, when men halt ersh by Yitzias Mitzrayim, when we're just at the point, we're just going out of Egypt, muz men damult antleifen von chometz, then we must run away from chometz. Bis zu dem eifen, to the extreme, von lo yiro lo yimotze, it can't even be seen or can be found. We know that on Pesach, not only you can't you eat or benefit, you can't even have it, possess it. But as opposed to when it comes already to Shavuos, that comes after the service of counting of the Omer. Then when we sort out all the seven emotions of the animal soul, each emotion, not just in a general way, but all the details. Chesed shebechesed v'chulu, 7 times 7, 7 emotions, and each emotion, all the details. Dan is chometz nit nor kein stirat avodas Hashem. Then chometz, not only does it not conflict to the service of Hashem after the sorting out, after accomplishing 7 times 7, the sorting out of the nefesh habahamis, but then you're already standing in a condition that you are able to, with that chometz, you're able to, once you're able to, then you have to, to accomplish in the service of Torah mitzvahs with the chometz itself. Similar, we have the idea, his heart has become haughty, raised in the ways of Hashem, to serve Hashem with the chametz. So there is that level. Pesach, you got to run away, but after 7 weeks that you've already sorted out, over there you are able to, and therefore need to work with the chametz. Bal der tachlis ho'ilui is hishapcho chashoycho l'nehoiro. The ultimate elevation is to turn darkness to light. As men zoldem choshech gufem apech zayin le'oir, that you should take darkness itself and turn that into light. Und der far darf b'shvuah zayin chometz davke teyofeno. And that's why in Shavuos we take need to bake it with chometz, because chometz davke, specifically chometz to bake it, because we are already able to handle it, and therefore we have to handle it, because we have to make a hishapcha, we have to turn darkness to light and serve the Eibishter, even with our chametz, even with the hagbah, because vayigba libedark Hashem, to bring that into the service of Hashem and turn things around. So that is the explanation between Shavuos and between Pesach and Shavuos. And the Rebbe explains now that this is actually, to a certain extent, happens on Achron Shel Pesach, because the Sfiras HaOmer has already gone through the 7 days of counting of the Sfira from Chesed Shebechesed. When it comes the 8th day, Achron Shel Pesach, already at that time you can handle to a certain extent the chometz, or the chometz which is, so to speak, in the shruya. Let's look inside. Hey, al pizeh is move on. Based on this, it's understood as mein zeh is oich ba'achrin shel Pesach. Similar to this, somewhat of this idea of Shavuos is already an achrin shel Pesach. B'shas men hot shoin ba'achrin shel Pesach. Gezelt mevarer given alle 7 spheres, that on Achron Shel Pesach we start counting from the day after Pesach, from the second day of Pesach. So on Achrin Shel Pesach, you already counted Mevargiven alle sieben Sfiris. You already counted, sorted out seven Sfiris, Midis. Von der Erster, okay, it's only from the first, because we're doing Chesed first, all the details of Chesed. Von der Erster, but unhaupt, but this is the main Sfira, Umida. As we know, the Osilim Kulayomi, with all days, with all Sfiris, comes along the Midas HaChesed. So Chesed is the main, the first and the main of all Sfiris. We've already sorted out, we've counted all the seven details of the Midas HaChesed. Chesed. Was la'achre zeh, kumen de sude, so you already do Sfira, so, and also after you count Sfira, kumen de sudes von achren shel Pesach, sudes ha'laylu, sudes ha'yoyim. So, in other words, you didn't go through the whole day, but that day is already after you counted. Achren kum de sudes von achren shel Pesach, sudes ha'laylu, sudes ha'yoyim, the sud of the night, the sud of the daytime. Men hot shoin gepoilt abirur in amida. You already impacted a sorting out of a motion of a one mida, und in einem klau von alle sieben midas, and in the generality, you actually impacted all seven midas as they are part of midas chesed. Wie sie stehen in chesed, as they are standing in chesed, chesed shebechesed, gvura shebechesed, v'chulu. So you've already touched every mida, yeah, with the way they are in chesed. Is chotz as men halt noch dan nit by der darge von shvus. Although we are not yet by the level of shvus, as von chometz gufa, so men oifton an inyan shel gedusha mitzvah, that from chometz itself you should do gedusha mitzvah. You're not allowed to eat chometz on achar shel Pesach. We're not at that level. Bibald, es is noch nicht given der birur proti, since there was not this specific sorting out from proti yisamidis, from the individual midas, kiim kolechot klulum ezayin, how's each one is included of seven. We're just by the first week, we haven't touched the other six midas, and as they are, one included from all the seven. Darf shein ober demult al koponim nitzayin, so therefore, but at that point, we don't need to be as a stark zehiras in the avodah for matzah. You don't have to be so careful in the service of matzah, lechem oini, which is the poor man's bread, bitl v'iskafia, self-negation, subduing yourself, not so much in the matzah. Tzufahitn zi afilu fun chshash chometz shel matzah shruya, to protect it, even from a worry of chometz matzah shruya, we don't need that anymore. Demult hodman bekoyach, that time, at that point, you already have potentially the power, ois tzunutun in avodas Hashem, to utilize in the service of Hashem, euch an inyan was is nid betachlis habitl v'hashiflus, also something which is not totally subjugated and low, mahai timer. So for that reason, since we already have the ability to deal with it, with, you know, with the level, with not total bitl shiflus. So since we can deal with that, my time is about mahodim koyach tzutondos. Since we have the power to do this, darfman doston, then you need to do that. On der far, therefore, is mahadir b'matzah shruya, we are careful of matzah shruya. Bis as dos is kipshutay, till it becomes very literally, dachilas hashruya mach the mitzvah of simchas yomtev, that eating the shruya makes up the mitzvah of simchas yomtev. We're using this shruya to make simchas yomtev. That's the ishapcha already from the shruya level of chometz. I can eat chometz, but not so careful in shruya. And we use matzah shruya to bring about the level of Simchas Yom Tov to turn it around into a mitzvah. And the Rebbe is going to say now that even from the Torah perspective, the last day of Pesach, Bechlal, Achron Shel Pesach is only Midrabanan, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, but Bechlal, the seventh day of Pesach, which Achron Shel Pesach is part of it, we also find the matzah being less of the matzah which is on the first day of Yom Tov. And we learn out that matzah is a rishus. We know the first night of Pesach, you have to eat. So matzah sumroidim yechluho, you have to eat. Be'erev techlu matzahs, you have to eat matzah the first night of Pesach, but the rest is a rishus. We learn it out from the seventh day. It shows us, even in the Torah, that the last days of Yom Tov are not as the strength of the first day of Yom Tov, the Rebbe will bring out now in Ois Vav. Vibald as Ali in Yone de Rabbonon, Nemezich fun Torah. All matters of the ordained by the Rabbonon come from Torah. Behold, the Tikkun Rabbono Kein, the Reise Tikkun. Whenever the rabbis institute something, they follow and they do it similar as the Torah instituted. Yesh Loimer al Derech Zeh Benidin Dedan. We can say similarly also in our case with regards to Shvi Shel Pesach not being at the level requirement of once you've gone through 7 days, have the same stringency as it's in the beginning. As od der toichen va'oifun from v'achilas matzah b'achron shel Pesach, that also this contents, the way we eat matzah on achron shel Pesach, nemtzich, it comes from, when he's me'ein and is similar, from them inyan va'oifun von achilas matzah midoreise b'shvir shel Pesach, from the idea and the way we eat matzah from the Torah on the seventh day of Pesach. Over there too, we'll see that there is already a sort of a relaxation from the matzah as it is in the beginning, the way it's in Achron Shel Pesach. The beer was up, the explanation was from Posik Sheishes Yomim Toichal Matzis Ubayoim Hashvii Atzeres LaHashem Elikecho. In the Posik it says, eat 6 days matzahs, and on the seventh day it should be Atzeres, stopping the work for Hashem your God. Let it bend up. So from this we learn out Ma Shvii Rishus. Just like the seventh day is optional, Av Sheishes Yomim Rishus, meaning whether there is an obligation to eat matzah, because the Torah only says eat matzah for 6 days. It doesn't say 7 days. So what is Bayim Ashvi? But we're saying 7 days, you don't have to eat matzah. So we learn up Mashvi Rishus, just like the seventh day is optional because it's not part of the 6 days. Avsheshes Yomim Rishus, the 6 days are also optional. Thus meant, what does this mean? Hazagam alezibun tek, even though all 7 days, chutz lel yom the yom tov alev the Pesach, with the exception of the first night of Pesach, zenen gleich in dem din fun Rishus, they're all similar in the din of optional. All 7 days, one is not obligated to eat matzah, can't eat chametz, but not obligated to eat matzah. They're all equal. We bald ober as melern dos op von shvir shel Pesach. But since where do we learn this from? Is from the seventh day of Pesach. Is muvon is understood as the ikera inyan for the rishus is b'shvi yishol pesach. We're saying b'shvi rishus. The main idea of optional is shvi yishol pesach. From shvi yishol pesach and from shvi yishol pesach, that is nimshach on oivkiton. It extends and it accomplishes in the andere sheishis hayomim from pesach and the other 6 days of pesach. So basically, the main rishus is on the seventh day, and from it, because over there the Torah never obligated it. But how do we know that the sheishis yomim are not obligation? Because the 7 day is optional. Is mavur in Chassidus? So in Chassidus is explained as those was b'shvi shal pesach is achilas matzah rishus. Why is on the 7th day of pesach eating matzah optional? Is dos lemal yusuf. That shows an advantage. It's not lacking that we don't have to eat matzah, but this is actually a greatness. Dos gufavas dos is rishus. The fact that this is optional, but vice as the achilas matzah for shvi shel pesach. This points that eating matzah on the 7th day of pesach, der line noch hecher, that this can reach even higher. Then the level was verder greich to achilas matzah that is reached by eating matzah, but like lo harishon versus choiva on the first night, which is obligation, mandatory. The fact that on shvi shel pesach matzah is optional means, and it points to the fact that eating of matzah, the optional matzah, actually can reach that you eat the shvi shel pesach into a higher place than even the matzah that you're obligated to eat on the first night of Pesach. It seems like if it's optional, how could it be higher? So al derech, the Rebbe says, so we similar with the inyan for tefillas arvis rishus. We say that the prayer of Ma'ariv is optional, and yet it has the advantage that you can't obligate it, but it's something which is on a higher madrega that you don't even have to command it. It's not mandatory. And because it's sometimes when something is such a high madrega, we can't expect that. We can't tell you or command that you have to do that because this is too high to instruct you. But when you do it, you actually reach the higher madrega. Just like by Ma'ariv, that if you do it, you actually reach the high madrega, but you can't command on it. And that's why it was optional. Kishem v'dosis in their pu'ula v'hamshocha milmailu, just as it is in the impact and what comes down from above. Al derech zeh is muvan b'avodas ha'odom. Similarly to this, it's also understood in the service of man. Achilas matzah shel choyva. When you're eating matzah, we're saying it's an obligation, other mitzvah, or a mitzvah vaist. This point, as mitzat koiches atzmai, halt noch nit by der avoida for matzah lechemoyni. That shows that he, on his own koiches, is not yet by the level, the service of matzah lechemoyni. You need somebody to command you, to tell you to do it. Bittel v'iskafya, the subjugation and subduing, you need a mitzvah to eat the matzah, to be that. Under far vert efim arev gelegt be'ofen von chiyuv und mitzvah, and that's why it's placed upon him in a way it becomes an obligation, it becomes a mitzvah. Zol zayin zoyer in them, with them, be careful, be careful with the matzah. As opposed to when the idea that it's optional, that you do it on your own, that you allow this to the person's wishes, wants, what he wants to do, is as a bevis, that is evident, that proves as men that you rely on him. Das heißt, als man darf ihm nicht hitten und ihm chayim sein in der Zehiris wa Avedu von Bittel, that you don't need to watch him and obligate him to be careful and in the service of Bittel. Die Avedu von Achilles Matze ist schön geworden an Inyan. The service of eating matzah is already became an idea, was er kennt, umvet alein durchfuhren, that he's able to, and he will do it himself. We don't have to tell him to do it. We don't have to warn him and caution him, because he's already at that level, and we can rely on his rotz. Und das ist verbunden mit dem, v'das ist shvi shel Pesach. And that's associated because it's the seventh day of Pesach. Derech v'giret frir ba'achren shel Pesach. Similar to what discussed earlier when we talked about the achren shel Pesach. As v'vayl mehal tshoyin b'am tzeilun di zibete sfira. Since we're counting the seventh sfira, Siyum habirur von der Erster von alle sieben Miris, the end of the sorting out of the first of all the seven emotions. Steht mir schön in a Matzev v'darge zu kennen und darf mahade sein b'matzev shruya. So we already are standing in a condition, in a level that we're able to, and then we have to be careful of matzev shruya then, because we are able to turn things around already in Achren Shel Pesach once we've up to the seventh emotion. Al derech ze b'shvi'i Shel Pesach. Similar is on the seventh day of Pesach. Zayin dig de zibeter tog von dem zman. So it's not Sfira here, we're still in the sixth Sfira, but it's already the seventh day from the time when Nigla aleyem melech malcha amlochim hakodesh baruch hu ba'atzmei go'olom, that the Eibishter, King of Kings himself, revealed himself and redeemed them, was their far is lo hispik betzekas aveisenu lahachmitz. And that's why the dough did not have the opportunity to be chometz. So it came milmailo, and it wasn't a chance for it to become a chometz stick. Verdan by Yom HaShvi'i. So then, that level that started off, and it came El Maila like a tzivui. That was lo hispik. But Nigla Aleihem Verdan by Yom HaShvi'i Oder Gilui from them lo hispik. So then, that revelation that it didn't have a chance, Vertat Seres, it becomes hold up, absorbed. Niklat b'pnimis b'yed inyan in, it becomes incorporated and absorbed in the inside by every yid. Und the far is damut achilas matzah norishus. That's why the achilas matzah then is only optional. Okay, so that shows us that also in the Torah there's a difference between the seventh day, which is the main optional, because all the 6 day optionals we learn from the seventh day, that's the main optional time of matzah, because on 7 days we already reached that level. But yet the Rebbe is going to explain there's still a difference between the seventh day Shvi'i and Achren Shel Pesach, in which we are actually using the matzah Shruya Zayin. Says Ober Move on us is do achilik zwischen Shvi'i Shel Pesach und Achren Shel Pesach. There's a difference between the seventh day of Pesach and the last day of Pesach. B'Shvi'i Shel Pesach is does der Zibeter Tog von Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shvi'i Shel Pesach is the seventh day of the exit of Egypt durch Niglo Aleihem. That came through Hashem revealed himself to them. Damult is gekumen. 7 days from when the revelation came from above. Umvidos is given kipshute, and the way it actually took place, literally, as Bikriyas Yamsuf is given der gemar von Yitzias Mitzrayim, it was the conclusion of the exodus of Egypt. Vorum bizdamot, until the splitting of the sea, is noch given emas Mitzrayim aleihem. The fear of the Egyptians was still on the yidden. So it really concluded, even literally, with Yitzias Mitzrayim on the seventh day of Pesach. Und b'shas es is gekumen der zibeter tog, when the seventh day came, is der gilui milmaile geworden be'oifen, so that revelation that comes from above, it was in such a way, shalat seres viklito, it was absorbed, it stayed, held in, and it was absorbed. And therefore this impacted the saying of the song by the Yid. The river is der inyan fun achilas matzah by zei, and therefore the eating of matzah by them shem beklito bepnimia. So that has been absorbed in their inner rishus kinal. It's become optional because at this point they have already absorbed that gilui that came mil milah. Masheinkin achren shel pesach is der zibete talk for sviras oimer, but achren shel pesach is the seventh day of counting the oimer. The avoido mitzad demato, that's the seventh day of the work from below. Then birur from the mention in Zayin Zibun Midas, that's the sorting out, the human being sorting out his seven emotions. Umvidos is given kipshute bepama rishoino, as it was literally in the first time. As biitzias mitzrayim hobun, the Yidn mitzad atzmam, that when they went out of Mitzrayim, the Yidn on their own, ongeben tzelen diteg, to Kabbalah Satoira, they started counting the ways. That was their initiative. That started from the day after Pesach, they started counting the days to Kabbalah Satoira, when they're going to receive the Torah. Then, as Vet Zain, that Tavdun es Holikim al Horazeh, you will serve Hashem on this mountain. Is Beshas, Mekum Choin, Tzum Zibut, and Tog, for Sviras Avoidas Hamato. So when we come to the seventh day of the counting and the service of below, is dan the avoida von achilas matzo. So then, the service of eating matzo, bitla yeshes, the negation of one's yeshes, one's self, nit not an inyan for reshus. Not only is it idea of optional, nor mekenshin essen, but you can eat, umizmahader b'matzah shruya, we are actually careful to eat matzah shruya, b'sotach shash chometz, has a worry of chometz, we're going to eat it, v'or mizmaila, oich di b'chin en avedes Hashem kinal, because we also elevate that level in the service of Hashem kinal. As I said earlier, we make the mitzvah, we make the simchas yom tov from this matzah shruya. In Ois Ches, the Rebbe is going to explain that there is also an inherent connection to eating Matzah Shruya and Achren Shel Pesach, because Achren Shel Pesach represents this, the time of Mashiach. And in the time of Mashiach, the Ra will not be there, as compared to the Gulas Mitzrayim, in which we say Kiborach Ha'om, that they ran away, but by Shvi Shel Pesach, and then the Rebbe is going to extend it all to Achren Shel Pesach. The Rebbe is going to also extend it to the Shvi Shel Pesach to a certain extent, that in Eretz Yisrael, Shvi Shel Pesach is Achren Shel Pesach in the connection with Mashiach. We'll look inside. Nois Ches. Thus is Bloiz Abir, what we explained till now is only an explanation in Aprat von Achren Shel Pesach, in a detail of Achren Shel Pesach. That Al Sazman, that we explained, this is a time when mi is mashlim disviro birur, when we conclude the counting and the sorting out von the erste, the first zibun midos sviros the chesed from sviros oimer, from the first one of the seven emotion of the sviros of chesed of sviros oimer, we conclude that on Achren Shel Pesach. Es is ober muvan, but it's understood that there is more, that as der minach von mehadrim lishrois, the custom from those who are perfection, to do the mitzvah in the perfection, to dafke, to brooks, to soak and make their matzahs wet, hot ashaiches to minyan for Achren Shel Pesach, that has a connection to the idea of Achren Shel Pesach at Tog. It's a day vos kishmoy kenhu, as the name, we say Achren Shel Pesach, is Messiah Mumashlim Dem Yom Tov. It concludes and completes the Yom Tov von Zman Cheiruseinu Chag HaPesach, from the Yom Tov, the time of our freedom, the festival of Pesach, Achren Shel Pesach completes it. Val Derech Zeh, the Rebbe will add later on, B'negei Shvi Shel Pesach, to the time of Shi'ikos of Pesach Kidla Kamon, as the Rebbe will later on explain this, on Shvi'ish of Pesach as well. So, first the Rebbe is explaining the Achrin Shel Pesach, Vetman Dos Farshtein Behagdim. So we'll understand this by introducing the Vort von Tzemach Tzedek, the word, the expression that the Tzemach Tzedek said, Vos Kveit Kiddushas Meiri Chomo Admur, that my father-in-law, the Rebbe, brengt in seine Sichas, he brings it down in his talks. And he says like this, the letzter Tog Pesach ruft man mit dem Nomen Acherin Shel Pesach. The last day of Pesach, we call it with the name Acherin Shel Pesach. Das heißt, that means, as Acherin Shel Pesach, that the Acherin Shel Pesach, the letzter Tog von Pesach, the last day of Pesach, is der Siyum, that is the conclusion, the finish, von dem was es hat sich eingeheben, der erste Nacht von Pesach, from that which began on the first night of Pesach. And we're going to compare what started on the first night of Pesach is Yetzias Mitzrayim. What ends the Yom Tov of Pesach is the future redemption. The erste Nacht Pesach, the first night Pesach, is unser Yom Tov. That's our holiday. Was HaKadosh Baruch Hu hat uns ausgelöst von Mitzrayim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu freed us, redeemed us, took us out of Egypt. The Geula Rishoina, that was the first redemption. Durch Moshe Rabbeinu, through Moshe, our teacher was Eris Givender Goyel Rishon. He was the first one to redeem us. That was the first night, the first day of Pesach. Dos is Givender Oneb. That was the beginning. Achrin Shel Pesach is unser Yom Tov Oiv der Geul Achrin. But the last day of Pesach, the end of Pesach, is our Yom Tov on the last redemption. Was HaKadosh Baruch Hu wird uns auslesen von dem Golus Achren. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will redeem us from this last exile durch Mashiach Tzidkenu, through our righteous Mashiach. Was Mashiach Tzidkenu, Mashiach Tzidkenu is der Goyel Achren. He is the last redeemer. Der erste Tog Pesach is Moshe Rabbeinu Simcha Tog. The first day of Pesach is Moshe Rabbeinu's joyous day. Und Achrin Shel Pesach is Mashiach Simchatog. And the last day of Pesach, that's Mashiach's happy day, the rejoicing day for Mashiach. And this is not just the expression of the Tzemach Tzedek in the association from Achrin Shel Pesach with the Mashiach, with the Geula Hasida, with Mashiach, is that's actually connected, right? We find in the Haftorah that we read, was there inyan, this idea, as Achrin Shel Pesach is farbund mit the Geula Hasida, that the last day of Pesach is associated with the future redemption, is merumas, this is hinted, v'al inyonim from Pnimiyus HaTorah, as all matters of the inner part of Torah, which this is case, what the Tzemach Tzedek said, it's hinted, Eich bin nigla de Torah, also in the revealed part of Torah. The Haftorah von Achrin Shel Pesach, the Haftorah of the last day of Pesach, is Eid Hayoim. The Pasuk talks about Ben Mashiach, that Eid Hayoim Godel, that the will be the as the Pasuk discusses in the Achrin Shel Pesach, v'yotzo choiter megeza yishoy, that for Mashiach, as the whole Haftorah discusses over there, that we read in Achrin Shel Pesach. But the Haftorah, read ba'arichus wegen der geula ha'asida al yidei Mashiach tzidkenu. This Haftorah speaks at length about the future redemption through Mashiach Tzidkenu. Und wegen die Prote Hayud was well und dann mekuyim werden about the specific details of the promise that will be fulfilled when Mashiach will come. So we read it in Achron Shel Pesach. This is mevuer bekam medroshi Chazal und euch gebracht in Rambam that has articulated in many of the expounding medrashim of our sages of blessed memory, and also as brought down in the Maimonides in Rambam, wegen der Hanhoge bi Moshe Mashiach, that the pasuk discusses in the Haftorah, was wird sein in dem Eifen von Gor Zev im Keves, and bis as the pasuk says Kimola Oretz, the Rambam says Kimola Oretz Deyes Havaya. The world will be filled with knowledge of Hashem. Wegen dem Kibbutz Golias also discusses about the ingathering of the exile, which is metuer in the Psukei HaHavtoira, which is described in the verses of the Torah. It says, V'hoyo b'yoyim ha'hu, that on that day, that Yosef Hashem Shenis Yodei Liknois Es Shor Amoy, Asher Yishor Ma'ashur Me'mitzrayim, Umei Hayom, the pasuk continued there, the Ebrister will ingather the kibbutz Nitche Yisro, which the Rambam mentions, are all based on this psukim that we read in the Haftorah of Achron Shel Pesach. So we see a very clear association. The Rebbe brings down also in the note over here that even though the Shulchan Aruch brings down the reason we read it is because the Mapol of Sanhedrin was on the night of Pesach, but that was really on the first night of Pesach, so the fact that we read it on Achron Shel Pesach points to a clear connection to the Mashiach, that this is, as he said, the Simcha Tog of Mashiach, as the Tzemach Tzedek said. Uki Yedua, as it's also known, as the Baal Shem Tov legt sich neig sein zu essen drei Seudes Achron Shel Pesach, that he had the tradition to eat three meals on Achron Shel Pesach, und die dritte Seuda was is given lifnois Erev, and that last meal which was towards the evening on Achron Shel Pesach hat man gerufen Seudas Mashiach, that was referred to, that was called the meal of Mashiach, und das is mitam hanal, this is because of the reason of above, while Ba'achron Shel Pesach is made Gilu Horus HaMashiach, because on Achron Shel Pesach, as the Tzemach Tzedek says, then we have the revelation of Horus HaMashiach, Mashiach Simchatog, and therefore we have Mashiach Suda by the Baal Shem Tov, and the Haftorah then is read about Mashiach. And this, that the last day is considered associated with Mashiach and the first day with Mitzrayim, gives us also an explanation to the previous idea why on Achron Shel Pesach we use Shiruya, because in the time of Mashiach there will be no more negativity, so we don't have to worry about the Shiruya. Let's look inside Tess. Achiluk Kloli Tzvishin the Tzvei Efane Geula. A general difference between these two types of redemption, the first redemption by Mitzrayim through Moshe Rabbeinu and the redemption Geula Hasida through Mashiach, the Geula Rishoyna from Mitzrayim and the Geula Achroina Hasida Lova, between the first redemption of Egypt and the last redemption that is destined to come. By Yitzias Mitzrayim states, what's the difference, general difference? By Yitzias Mitzrayim states, the people have run away, because it was a situation that they had to run away. The evil that was in the Jewish souls was still, the Alter Rebbe quoting from the Tanya, was still adayin hoye betok, was still in full force. They needed to run away. Hat man deriver gemusst antläufen von Ra, they needed to run away from the evil Tumas Mitzrayim, the impurity of the Egyptians. Und in dem Matzev seinen haben sich die Iden gefunden bis Kriyas Yamsu Beshvii Shel Pesach. That condition the Yidden, the Jews found themselves until the splitting of the Sea Shvii Shel Pesach. This is verstandig euch vom Pashtu Seinyonim, as understood also from the simple matters, as it took effect that the Jews were afraid for the Egyptians to come until the splitting of the sea, when they got rid of them once and for all. As bis demult until Kriyas Yamsuf is noch given Amos Mitzrayim Aleim Kinal, the fear of the Egypt was on them, as said before. Und der far, and therefore, that's a result because of we still have the negativity and we have to run away. The Torah says, you can't eat on the Korban Pesach, you can't have on Pesach dem Chometz, Shivas Yom Techel Olov Matzes, you have to eat 7 days Matzes, Lechem Oini, the poor bread, Kibichipozen, Yotzosu Mimitzberes Mitzrayim, because you went out with haste from the land of Egypt, you eat Matzes. Edar, as Dar Zayn, is Hirus Gidoylo from Chometz, it needs to be the great care, be very careful from Chometz, Ubichipozen, and in a haste Barach to run away. And the avodah for matzah lechemayne needs to be the service of matzah, which is the poor man's bread, bitl v'hiskafia, that needs to be subjugation and subduing. This is as far as the geulas mitzrayim. In the geula achreinu la'osid love state, but in the redemption of the last redemption, in the future to come state, lo'i b'chipozin teitzeyu. You will not go out in haste. Varum. Demult vetzayin vesruach hatuma avir min ha'oretz. The spirit of impurity I will remove from the land. Sinitoke mitzius fun ra. There is no existence of evil, untuma and impurity from velchem ezol darfan antleifun, from which you need to run away. Ovibald as achren shel pesach is a yontem farbunden. Since Pesach is a holiday which is associated, tied to the later last redemption, usizdan meir ha'oras ha'mashiach, and on achren shel Pesach there is the shine of it, lights the shine of Mashiach. The river daf nitzayin dizehiris for matzah shruya. That's why there doesn't need to be the care and so careful from matzah shruya, from the gebroks, from matzah that has been soaked. Mishteit hecher derfunu kenal, you're above it, and as said before, because we have to deal with in a higher level. And the Rebbe is going to say, you not only aren't we supposed to be so afraid and worry about Matzah Shruya, but we have to turn it over and make the Simchas Yonta for the Matzah Shruya, as in the Haftorah, that in days of Mashiach, they will turn around some of the negativity and use it into some positive as well. Yud Nochmer. In the Geula Achreina, in the few last redemption, is Noisev Vosez Vetzich Oif Sfirun. Der inyan fun ves ruach hatuma avir min haaretz, that in addition that it will be accomplished, that the spirit of impurity I will remove from the land, as es vet mernit zayin de metzias fun ra, that there will not be any evil existence, nor es vet sich euch öfton der emeser inyan fun is habcha, but it will be the turnaround, the true idea of things turning around. Und wie man sagt in der Haftorah von Achren Shel Pesach, as we say in the Haftorah of Achren Shel Pesach, the Pasuk says there, Vishi Asha Yoinek Al Chur Posen, which means that the child will be playing on the hole of the snake, of the python. And then Valmu Uras Sif Oini, and the another damaging where they live over there, Gemul Yodei Hoda, so the hand would not to be afraid, will play with it, which means that turn around instead of the snakes and the damages to do damage, the person will actually, the child will play with them. As Oich der Nochash, but here we're talking, there's another kind of a snake, which is Tzifoini, call him the snake, the Tzifoini, it's a horror, Bert is hapach veren letoiv, he's going to turn around to good. And a horror v'gilui darfun Bert nimshach v'achrin shal Pesach, and a ray, and a shine of this is revealed in achrin shal Pesach. Was der far is mendam mahader, that's why you are actually careful b'shuruya, ubechol hamacholim, and all foods. Val odi bechina unchshash was in matzah shuruya. Then the worry of matzah shuruya verdamut nishapach letoivu kedusha is turned around for good and holy. Unken oizginutz verim b'avodas Hashem. Then we can utilize it into service of Hashem. And also with joy, beginning with the joy of Yom Tov. So you don't have to worry about Matzah Shruya, because all the worries and all the, no more worries, be happy and rejoicing and utilizing the Avedis Hashem. And the Rebbe finds now that halachically, as the Rebbe brings down from the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe, that if you extend your meal on Pesach, on Achren Shel Pesach, you're actually going to, you can eat chometz in the end of the meal. He brings down from the Shulchan Aruch. And it's interesting, the Rebbe brings down the Mishnah Berura, this rules not to eat chometz after, because we have this. But the Rebbe challenges the Mishnah Berura very strongly. And the halacha is, the Rebbe brings down, we also find it in the revealed part of Torah. Their din is, the halacha is, and bring down in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, as mishenim shechasudosim matzah yom tevachrin shel Pesach, one whose meal extends on the last matzah yom to the last day of Pesach, of Shvi of Shul Pesach, ad la'achar tzeisek achov, until after the stars are out, mutar lechol chametz besuda, he is allowed to eat chametz in the meal. Afshe dayin lo yispal al arvz lo hivdil klal, he didn't daven ma'ariv yet, he didn't make havdolah, he can still eating, and what's going to be? Das heißt, in der suda von achren shel Pesach, in the meal of achren shel Pesach, Esther chametz, he's actually eating chametz. Chotsh azer zok shpete bebirchas amozen, although he says later on in the benching, b'yom chag hamatzis hazeh, so he says yom chag hamatzis hazeh. So the Rebbe brings down, discusses over here b'chlal these details, but the fact remains that this is what the halacha is. So you see that you're eating and achren shel Pesach, eating mamash chometz after this man, and you're saying chag hamatzis hazeh. That is the idea, that there's no ruach tuma, there's no negativity. So chametz is able to be elevated when it comes achren shel Pesach, the gilu of Mashiach. And now the Rebbe is going to bring this down also to an extent, to a level also to Shvi shel Pesach, as the Rebbe brought down before, that Shvi shel Pesach is the rishus, is also has me'ein called the tikkun rabbanon. Kein der Reise tikkun is the Torah Yudalef is doch klolus supratus nemra. Torah has been general and specific. So specifically, it's Shvi shel Pesach, but in a general way, it's also specifically it's Achren shel Pesach, but in a general way, it's also Shvi shel Pesach. Well, derech ze bein yoneinu, similar in our idea, in our matter. Those was a segeret li'il, that we spoken about earlier, as the erste Nacht Pesach is der Yom Tov von Geula Rishonim. That is the redemption of the first Geula, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Und der Siyum von Pesach, Achrische Pesach, ist verbunden mit der Geula Hasida. The last day of Pesach is connected with the future redemption. So that's specifically about Achrin Shel Pesach. Between Achrin Shel Pesach and the first day of Pesach. But we can also say the first days and the last days. In other words, the plural, the first days of Pesach and the last day. Is Farbunego is done by Shtei Dechile Kloli. In general, it's zwischen the erste zwei Yom Tov Tag von Pesach, the first 2 days Yom Tov Pesach, und the letzte zwei Tag Yom Tov, and the last 2 days Yom Tov. Das heißt, which means, as euch Shvi Shel Pesach, was ist der Siyum von Pesach, also Shvi Shel Pesach, the 2 days, when this is also the end of Pesach, is Shayich zu der Geula HaAsida, also has a connection to the future redemption. And Take in Eretz Yisrael, the Rebbe says in the brackets, in Eretz Yisrael, idoch does der siu mamish. In Eretz Yisrael, it's mamish the conclusion. Men pravet dem tog di suda for Mashiach b'shvi shal Pesach. And on that day, we celebrate the day of the suda of Mashiach on shvi shal Pesach. Vidos kumt euch arois in dem, this can also expresses itself in the fact was davke bekriyas yamsuf, was is given b'shvi'is shel Pesach, specifically in kriyas yamsuf, which took place on the 7th day of Pesach, is batel gevorim mitzrayim and klipas mitzrayim, that destroyed, negated mitzrayim and the klipa of mitzrayim in them oifen as lein nishar behem ad echod, in the extent that not one was left. But das is me'ein from the mittel hara. This is similar, somewhat, of that negation of the rav avoras hatuma and the removal of tumo in klolus ha'olam, in the world in general, was v'zayin la'osid lovi, that is going to be in the future. V'asruach hatuma avir min ha'oretz, when the spirit of impurity are removed from the world. Unazoi is oich b'negeya. The bitter hanitzutzes the gedusha from Mitzrayim, and so is it also as far as the sorting out of the sparks of gedusha of Mitzrayim, what takes place on even on Shvi Shel Pesach, as der shleimus von dem bitter von alle nitzutzes a gedusha shel Mitzrayim. When was the completion of all and the sorting out? When did it complete the sorting out of all sparks of kedusha in Mitzrayim? Was the far leisisifu l'reisom leisisifu oid l'reisom? You're never going to see them again because you've already done everything. Is given b'kriyas yamsuf, that took place when the splitting of the sea. Ungedoyle hoisa bizas hayom bizas Mitzrayim, and it was even greater, the spoil that they took from the sea after kriyas yamsuf, from the spoil that they took in Egypt. So it means it took out even more sparks. But das ist bedugma zu shleimus habirur. This is similar to the completion of the sorting out from alle nitzutzes kedusha shebechol ha'olam, from all sparks of kedusha in all of the world, not just the Mitzrayim finished then, but this is the whole world lost in love in the future to come. Und der Riber is by kriyas yamsuf given, and that's why by the splitting of the sea was the gilu elikus, there was a revelation of godliness in an oifen, in a way. Von Marin Oisoi Be'etzba, Ve'oimer Ze Keli, you can show with the finger and say, this is Keli, and which means Akeli Van Vehu, we said. So we were able to point, there was a tremendous revelation that we can actually point to it. Unroso Shivchala Yomashel Roan Vim, and a maid servant was able to visualize, see on the sea, what even the greatest of the prophets could not see. This too was similar as it's going to be in the future to come. That the glory, honor of Hashem will be revealed. And all flesh together will see. I will pour my spirit on all flesh, even on servants and maidservants, v'nibu, and they will prophesy. So we see the similarity of Shri Shal Pesach with the Geula Hasida. Unazoi, so we have it, first of all, the revelation that took place, the Shvi Shal Pesach was similar to the Bit Lara, which was going to be in the future. The sorting out of the Nitzutzis in Shvi Shal Pesach was L'nishim Amadecha, similar to what is going to be in the future when it's going to be a total, complete sorting out of all the sparks. And also, as far as it, the accomplishment in the world, it also, by Kriyas Yamsu, the accomplishment in the world, also the idea of changing, turning things around, the clouds and the darkness was, and it illuminated the night, so that the onon and the choshech and godliness, the Eibishter by Kriyas Yamsuf, v'yores alayla, adar choshech alein hot meir given. Darkness itself shine bedugma v'dos v'zayin la'osid lovei, similar to where it's going to be in the future to come, when v'alaylo kayem yoyr. The night will shine like the day. V'yesh loymar, we can say, as oich der inyan, the Shaykhus from Shvi Shal Pesach to the Geula Hasida, that connection of Shvi Shal Pesach, that this idea of Shvi Shal Pesach to Geula Hasida is verbunden mit dem Bechine ve'inyan, is connected to this level and the idea from Achilas Matzah Rishus that we said earlier, that on Shvi Shal Pesach is the main posik that eating matzah is optional. Vorum ot di hamshoche v'gilui from Shvi Shal Pesach, this Hamshocha and revelation of Shvi Shal Pesach, Nikro Rishus Ve'almu D'Cheiru, that's called Rishus, the world of Cheiros, of freedom. As the Rebbe quotes from the Tzemach Tzedek, and that's why the matzah is rishus, and well, I guess mitzvah would be obligatory. This is freedom because it's rishus; it's optional. Und euch der Eifen havoide von rishus, and also this style of service in a way of rishus is bedugmas havoide in the mizman del osi. This is similar to the service in the time of the future, ben es vetzayin, when it will be shonim asher toimer ein libam chefetz, years that you'll say I have no desire in them, there's no need she'ein bam lei zuchus v'lei chayvot, there is no the Gemara in Shabbos says there's no merit and there's no obligation, it's all free, it's cheru, it's optional. It's not going to be the obligation mitzvah mechlal. But Isa hazman that time lo yisham lo rov lo milchama, no hunger, no war, lo kina, no jealousy, lo tachrus, no competition chulu, lo yia Isa kol oilam, the entire occupation of the will not be elu ladas Hashem levad chulu, just to know Hashem shenemar, as the pasuk says, the world will be full with knowledge of Hashem as the water covers the sea. This is Mesichas Achren Shel Pesach, Tovshin Chof Zayin and Tovshin Lamed Zayin.